I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. We've been reporting a lot on the budget cuts Governor Steve Bullock's administration has been making as a result of a more than $200 million state budget shortfall. The cuts are the result of bills passed in the regular and special legislative sessions in 2017. Since then, political leaders on both sides of the aisle have been distancing themselves from some of the impacts of those decisions. During the legislative sessions, Governor Bullock and Democrats proposed raising taxes to continue funding state agencies. The Republican legislative majority rejected that idea, insisting instead that the governor make a deal with the state's only private prison to bring in more money, and they said the government should live within its means. Today, we're hearing from Representative Nancy Balance, the Hamilton Republican and legislative finance leader, to get her take on how the state budgeting process looks in hindsight. She spoke to MTPR's Capitol reporter, Corin Cates Carney.
Representative Balance, thanks for joining us on Montana Public Radio.
Sure.
You were very involved in the state's original budget getting passed in the 2017 session and then helped revise the budget in the special session. What are your thoughts now on how Governor Steve Bullock's administration is rolling out these budget reductions and some of the other bills approved by the legislature to fix the state budget?
There is a continued effort to blame Republicans in terms of them not being willing to raise taxes. And all along, we have said that raising taxes for us was a non-starter, both during the regular session and during the special session.
You alluded to Governor Steve Bullock's column that ran in newspapers last weekend. The governor said that Montanans are now seeing what he said are the real-life consequences of budget decisions made by the Republican legislature, and implied that voters should vote against your party, Republicans, in local elections this November. Is Governor Bullock dodging some of his own responsibility in this situation?
Well, he talks about choices, and it was his decision to call the special session sooner than it needed to be called. And in our opinion, the choice was his in terms of where to make cuts. We worked with him the best we could to bring that down. The cuts were much less than they would have been otherwise.
Are the implementation of the cuts carried out by the Bullock administration now, are they in line with what you expected to see happen after the special legislative session?
Yes, he did lay it out. At the time he made the call, then he laid out exactly where he was going to make the cuts. The only part that wasn't clear was within DPHHS, there was $49 million to be cut, and that was only made clear, I think, about last week.
Last week, we heard testimony from people who will be impacted by about $12.5 million of the health care cuts. Those cuts are to programs that help kids with disabilities, therapeutic foster care, money that funds dental care for poor people. Do you think that these are appropriate cuts? And I'm also curious if you think that these kinds of services should be provided by the private sector or charities.
That's a philosophical difference between Republicans and Democrats most of the time. Republicans believe that the more you can push to the private sector, the better off you're going to be.
Were some of the decisions to reduce spending during the regular session and the special session influenced by that philosophy of wanting to push services toward the private sector?
I don't think so necessarily. This session, when we came in, it was just the effort to balance the budget.
You mentioned philosophy in response to one of the previous questions. It seems that the state budget is one of the, if not the most, politically charged document that can come through the state capitol. So when people describe essential services, especially those in the state health department, where should the government draw the line for what is or isn't an essential service, and what should the government guarantee and provide to its citizens?
That is an interesting and continuing question, one that we always ask. I would say what needs to happen is an inventory of all the programs that we do have, and then some prioritization to understand which ones are absolutely the most needed in the state of Montana, and then which ones are the most effective, and then if they are not effective, though they're needed, then they should undergo some kind of an improvement program. But it really has to come down to the agencies doing this work, and they need to do a much better job of prioritizing the programs that they have and understanding which ones are effective and which ones are not.
Were some of these reductions to government spending something that your party maybe would have wanted anyways?
You know, I would hope that if we were to do such a thing, we would do it a little more thoughtfully. You know, I think it's just not a simple question. Philosophically, I would say yes. We do believe that some of these things can be done in the private sector or through charity organizations, but it takes a lot more study to figure out which ones you would do and what makes sense there.
During the regular session and the special session, there were public comments, especially in the Health and Human Services committees, that people said, you know, if these cuts happened, this was really going to hurt essential services, those necessary services. And now it's a political debate over who's at fault when it seems like everyone was saying that this would hurt people.
Yeah, the discussion was that this is going to actually hurt real Montanans. Now that that's happening, now that people are actually coming forward and saying, this is affecting me, then there's an attempt to divert the blame to the Republicans.
The fix for the state budget was something that both Republicans and Democrats had a hand in. And is there some of this that the Republicans need to absorb some of the fault in too?
What we tried to do in the special session is, rather than leaving the governor with $230 million worth of cuts that he had to make, the Republicans did step up and help and reduce that amount to $76 million, about a third of the original. In my opinion, that was a contribution from Republicans far greater than I ever expected to get. A lot of the Republicans at the beginning of talks about a special session were saying, no, we should simply tell the governor, no, this is his issue. He believes he needs a special session. He should cut the entire $230 million. We took a different tack and we said, no, we want to roll up our sleeves and find a solution. But, you know, that's about as far as we can get our caucus to go. And we don't want to raise taxes, and therefore the cuts are going to need to happen. But it was about a third of what would have happened had we not decided to be helpful in the situation rather than just say, hey, this is the governor's to handle. I think the other thing that's kind of driving the timing of this argument is revenue collections are up. Revenue is looking much better than it had. So if, in fact, we end this year with revenue back up, that's something, too, that I think the governor will have some egg on his face. Like, why did we make these cuts?
Representative Nancy Balance, thank you so much for taking the time.
Sure. You're welcome.